Unit 4. Exercise 26. Demonstration 1.
This government makes me sick. How can this tyrant think even for a moment that we would believe those numbers? He doesn't believe himself that more than two-thirds of the people voted for him and his gang of criminals. Ask around. Travel around the country and you meet more people against him than people who do support him and his politics. Do you see that group of men wearing the black coats? His secret police. They're the only reason why he's still in power. But this has to end. We want free elections so that we can live in a free country.
Demonstration 2.
Have you seen the pictures taken in that factory? They show children as young as 6 or 8 working in a sweatshop. Don't they have human rights like adults? How can they have a future when they aren't allowed to go to school and get an education? But it's not just a problem in developing countries. We, the buyers in rich countries, are part of it too. As long as we don't want to pay fair prices, these children will work in slave-like conditions. We must be prepared to pay what the products are worth. We must convince stores and shops to sell fairly priced clothes so that the situation for these poor children can change and they can go to school instead of having to work.
Demonstration 3.
Well, I agree. A lot has changed in recent years. At least we don't have to ask our husbands if we're allowed to work and earn our own money. But there's still room for improvement. On the one hand, politicians want more women to go to university. But on the other hand, the same politicians, with their dated opinions, make it almost impossible for women to get good and high-paid jobs. Look at the bosses and managers of all those big companies. Most of them are men. How many women can you name who are in top management positions? Even today, it's still very difficult for women with children to be successful in their careers and make it to the top. And as long as there are men in power who think women are less suitable as top managers, women will not have equal opportunities.
Demonstration 4.
I'm really not a communist. But we can't go on like this. There are more and more people living in poverty in our country. And it's a scandal that although most of these people do work, they don't earn enough to support their family. And then look at managers and bankers. The money they get increases year after year. But our politicians are afraid of them. Some of them might even work for the big bosses. That's the only explanation why those millionaires don't give their fair share to support our society. If they had to give a share of their wealth to the state, they wouldn't have to change their standard of living. But the poor could be supported much better.